The View from the Rock is brought to you by Sign Dog Northwest. They're your source for custom signs, banners, boat names, fleet graphics, and more. Custom design services available. This episode is also brought to you by Merle Inc., the premier custom home builder in the Cle Elum area and a proud featured home builder in the Suncadia Resort in Tumble Creek. Welcome back to the View from the Rock podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Ruck. That is
Papa Swappa.
And that is
Morgie.
And, you know, I'd like to say that we haven't recorded a podcast in a while, but we just recorded one earlier today and it didn't record. So we're redoing.
So we had a malfunction.
Yeah. You know, the cables weren't cabling
for 32 minutes.
I know. Yeah. So we had some great content.
It was amazing.
Some more out there in the
absolute.
Yeah.
Well, the funny part is that one of our famous things to say to each other is before the show's happening, we're talking about things we're going to talk about, and we go, "Hey, shut up! Like you're wasting good content."
Yeah.
So we just wasted a bunch of good content.
We did, but I think we're ready to go. I think we're at our peak right now.
So real quick, then fall sports recap: cross country. Went to state. Girls were third. Boys were fourth. We have another state champion as Dylan Rowell 2 years in a row. That makes four of the last 5 years on the boys / girls side that we've had a state champion.
And I will say, when it comes down to it, when he's done, he's the greatest state champion in our history of our town.
Wow, that's a hot take. I like it.
Dylan Rowell.
Think about it.
No,
yeah, it could be like six state championships.
Yeah.
More? Seven, eight.
Six or seven?
Yeah, six or seven.
Ten.
Wow.
Great. You know,
and with the team championships, I mean, that's...
No, like he's going to have two cross country.
Yeah.
He's going for four this year for track. Last year he had two.
Yeah.
So I know. He's going to be
the
like...
the other two?
Remember Bill Russell holding up his hands and showing all his rings?
Yeah. That's... Dylan is could be, when it's all said and done, the greatest athlete in the history of our town based on state championships.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so he also made it to nationals.
Yeah.
He just raced last weekend at the regional qualifier and was fifth, and he needed to be top five.
And that was in Spokane. Where is nationals?
Nationals is in Portland.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Soccer, girls soccer got third today. They beat the Hawkinson Hawks. So they're third in state, which is a tremendous
greatest of all time.
Yeah.
2-0. I think Miley Hilburn and Elliot Davis scored goals. I think those were their leading goal scorers on the year. And then
football
made it.
They're in the semis.
Yep. Yep. Beat Ording today, the Ording Cardinals.
So we continue with the greatest era of Anacortes sports.
In the last 4 years, this 4 year period will be the greatest of all time.
I know. I think,
and it'll never change. Like, it's never going to be better.
These student athletes are going to walk through life the rest of their days with their head held higher, their feet held higher. I think things are going to be higher.
Yeah, I mean,
according to your favorite band Creed, I'll take you higher.
Best halftime show in the history of football.
That's an absolute zero. Do you know who's doing Detroit Thanksgiving?
No.
Jack White.
Oh, man. Wow.
That should be the halftime show for the freaking Super Bowl.
100%.
So Jack White is going to be doing, and I'm all in.
Yeah.
Wait. So are you guys anti-Bad Bunny?
Yeah. I'm anti-everyone.
And I'm not anti...
Why can't we do a fucking... Excuse my language.
God an F- dang it.
A rock band.
I know. Why can't we
It's been
we
2 months,
have...
Rock.
I know. Keep going.
But you're right. Why can't we have halftime just be a toe tapper?
I knew.
You know what? It's okay, Rock. Just let it go.
Yeah.
Enough people know our podcast.
It's like Frozen.
I know. Okay. What do we got next?
CM sucks.
CM sucks.
Yep.
We're getting over there. We love it.
Yep.
Seahawks are good.
Huskies are mid.
You know what I was shocked by after the Seahawks game most recently? I thought everyone was going to crap on them. And I felt like national media has been like, actually,
they're all game in.
Showed us that they love it. They are really good.
Dude, our defense is so good. So
I good. Know. My only fear is that's what Sam Darnold looked like in the playoffs. Oh,
whatever. You know what? Is he better than Geno?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all we need. Well, I don't care right now.
Okay, you swung me back mild optimism.
We're in.
I'm worried about tomorrow, though.
We have no pressure. We have no concerns. We just make it in the playoffs. We might win a game because our defense is so good.
Think about it like this.
And we have Jackson...
Smith.
In Jigba.
Yes, we do.
Who is a legend?
Think about it like this. So, yeah, he might catch more than 2,000 yards this year, but in a game against the number one team that everyone thinks is number one team right now in football, the Rams, we had a kick to win the game.
I know.
And it was equal to our kicker's career long. A legitimate kick.
I know, but you can't
miss it. On a day when Sam Darnold throws four interceptions,
we're good.
That means he can't play worse than he played.
Yeah.
So if he plays even a little less worse, we win.
Yeah.
If their punter doesn't have the world's greatest punt ever and have it go out on the
half yard line,
that was the greatest punt I've ever seen.
I happen to be sitting here with
your son.
Yeah, and my other son and their girlfriends, and we're standing there like, Noonan, miss it, or like, and kick it, and like, I'm yelling, and no, I didn't mean we're going to miss it, but just the whole thing about having someone there that doesn't experience our house.
Yes, and I thought he was going to make that kick.
I'm screaming like, we're going to win, and
yeah.
You know, and you have first year girlfriends.
B, was this pretty accurate that he's describing? I can't imagine. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We won't. Yeah. We'll just let you decide.
Hey, I like your version better.
Moving on. Yeah. Huskies suck. But Cougars are worse.
That's all right. Mariners should have won and they lost.
Broke our hearts. But hey, we have re-signed Josh Naylor. That makes me happy.
Would you remind all the podcast people what's happening? That we lost 35 minutes?
We lost 35 minutes. It was 33, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
Am I reminding them that?
Because Mariners, like we would talk 10 minutes about the Mariners right now.
We didn't before, but we would talk.
Well, we talk 5 minutes.
Yeah. I think that the main takeaway is that Swap called out that they made poor decisions.
No, I agree. I think 1 minute of Swap being right now about the Mariners is better than Dan Wilson.
You know what? Hey, let's just make it a normal segment. 1 minute of baseball. Say anything you want, Pat. Go.
Bizzardo should not have been in at that point. It was the highest leverage point in the history of the franchise. And you have your fourth best relief pitcher in there against George Springer, a lefty, and then Vlad Guerrero. And he's got to face all three of those because of the pitching rules. Okay? It should have been either keep in Wu or bring in Munoz. That's not 2020 hindsight. I texted you before it happened.
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
And I was there.
Yep.
With my oldest son, and it was fun. He got to meet the dumper home run guy
with the shirts.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know what? And then we're freaking going nuts. Like we're winning. And then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, let's go. We walk to the Seahawks game. I didn't even want to go. He's like, well, it's my first time. So
we're going to go. But can we just quickly talk about Game 7 of the World Series?
Ugh.
After homecoming, a bunch of dads and spouses go and watch it at a place on the corner. And that was amazing. Wasn't that fun to watch?
Oh, it was so awesome. We had to get kicked out at 9. So yeah. We missed the last part of the game.
Oh, but what a great game.
It was awesome. That was probably one of the best
postseasons
of all time.
Yeah.
In terms of a fan and people embracing it.
Mariners and Tigers Game 5, the 15-inning game. There was so much that happened. It was great. It really was. That's what you just hope you get as a fan. Not everybody's going to win a World Series, but just as a fan to be able to experience. I mean, the Mariners had 12 postseason games that were all
relevant,
edge of your seat,
nail biters.
Yeah. Yes.
No, so now what? I mean, next year, you know, what's Vegas thinking? Plus, like, we're 90.
I think right now our odds are number 3.
So we're 92 wins.
I think we're the third highest favorite to win the World Series right now, as of now.
Yep.
Which is great. I mean, we've spent in this franchise 80% of our history as being awful.
Yep. All right.
Anyway, what's next?
We might have a secret podcast. We will let you know.
December 22, location to be determined. That's 12/22, the day after the solstice. It's a Monday. Shouldn't be a lot going on that day. There's no school.
But we didn't talk about the original solstice.
No, we didn't.
So that's all right.
Winter solstice. Yep. Shortest day of the year.
Yep. So June 21st, I believe.
Summer.
Our podcast, one of our loyal guys that does a lot of money for us, Merle Inc. Sponsors.
Yes. Yeah.
He got married on a summer solstice.
Really?
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yep.
I'll be damned.
Well, hey, that was almost a tight 10. That was like...
Wow. Tight 10?
That was like 11 minutes, 12 minutes, something like that.
Ruck's doing... He's
tight 10. Yeah. I like that. We're going to do another... We're going to do that.
A tight 10. I think our 10. Next segment's going to be a
tight 10. Sports are going to be a tight 10.
Yes. Okay, what have we got next, Ruck?
Well, we're getting into our musical genre, which is Headbangers Ball. And when you guys brought this up to me... You never replied really to what I said other than yes, but didn't elaborate. I said, is that like TRL for metal music?
Yes.
But no one, like a lot of people don't know what TRL is.
So, I did not know.
So it's more normal. People know what Headbangers Ball deal. Is more normal to know than TRL.
So when he said, when you looked at me and responded, he goes, this is like TRL for loud banger music. And I said, yes, 100%.
But I said to Morgy, I said, what the hell is TRL?
Yeah. So Total Request Live.
And then when he said that, I said, oh, yeah, I know that. Carson Daly.
Yeah.
Because that was like the afternoon on MTV and you had like Britney Spears and...
So
all what, the like was pop there, band, it was pop. TRL was pop.
Yeah, it was the most popular songs of the day.
Yes, so, Headbangers Ball was the greatest, like rock heavy metal bands.
Yeah, and it would come on late at night on weekend nights.
Yes.
So if you were a young college guy like us, like a lot of times we would be sitting there and we'd watch Headbangers Ball. It was a big deal.
So is this like, as far as when it came on at night, like you guys would be still hanging out at the house before you go out to someone else's, maybe this would come on.
It could be before, after,
but during. I was young. Like I'm in my house.
Yeah.
Like my parents' house, like we're watching it. Like this is, I'm 13 years old.
It says it went until 95 though.
Yeah, but I didn't know it until, I mean, I knew it from 87, 88 until 92, and then I went away.
So I think that it was on from 87 to 95. So those were my big years of listening to music.
Okay.
Yeah.
But 92 to 95 turned into grunge.
Right.
So I stopped.
On Headbangers Ball, would they have had something like grunge on there?
They would have had grunge on there. Okay. Yeah, they would have. Yeah.
But...
It was anything loud. Yeah. I mean, really. I just remember like that once a night, for sure, you'd see the video of One.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest video ever.
Yes.
Remember the video, the top three videos we did a couple years ago?
One.
Yeah. One is, I think.
One from Metallica is one of the greatest videos of all time.
I forget. They were kind of playing some of it or something like it, weren't they, in the concert? Because they had those video screens up there.
Yeah, they did. At the concert, they did the video. Because there was some movie, like Johnny Get Your Gun or something like that, they would play at the start of that video. Rock, see if you can cue up. I don't want to put you on the spot here, but see if you can put up the intro to that, because that was such a badass song back in the day. Yeah.
No, when they're shooting.
Yeah.
And they do that. We saw it in 94.
Uh-huh. At Memorial Coliseum or Memorial Stadium.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we saw it last year.
Yeah. And that concert last year, that was two summers ago now.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so good. Man, I wish everybody had the headphones on right now, because you're getting the full stereo effect right now in both ears, which is actually stereo.
It's amazing.
So this was a very often featured song.
Oh, yes. So, yeah.
I wonder.
I mean, Headbangers Ball is.
Was there ever a Headbangers Ball that didn't play this?
I don't know. But it just, I mean, everything was about this and all that type of music. So everything that was heavy from 87 to 90 is what, when I was in Headbangers Ball.
Yeah. Tool, Anthrax, Pantera, Henry Rollins Band.
Henry Rollins Band?
Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, like even the bands that should not be.
Like, you wouldn't think of bands as heavy metal, like Def Leppard, earlier on, they were heavier, you know?
But they just fell in that genre.
Yeah.
Any other songs in there you want me to play that you feel like really?
Anything by White Zombie.
No, you mean Rob?
Well, White Zombie's the band. So,
I know.
Yeah, so Dracula or Thunderkiss 65. Well,
but that was 1993.
I know, but
94. Thunderkiss was, I remember completely about that.
Yeah.
I love that song. We were actually, I'll wait until the song's over.
Is this more human than human?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But Thunderkiss is the best song from White Zombie.
We actually had it on the baseball playlist.
Thunderkiss 65.
Yeah.
I really like Children of the Grave by them.
This like makes you work out harder.
They would have some. God, that's good, isn't that?
Oh, it's so good,
man.
Like, no, but it's like it hits you, and you're like, oh. See, I have no idea. I've never heard this.
Dude, their version of "Children of the Grave" is so much better than Ozzy's. This is "Children of the Grave."
Yeah,
it's so good.
No way.
Yeah.
How come you haven't told me this before?
I thought you knew.
No!
Oh, it's so good.
I can see it.
See, I could have played this for you, and you wouldn't have known what it was.
No, but I would have known at the end. I'm like, this is Children of the Grave. but I don't know who sings it.
But I think that's the point. Oh, so listeners, earlier we were saying that we should do a song for song between the old guys and the young guy.
And I would have known immediately as soon as he starts singing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hell, yeah.
That's so good. So, Faith No More. That's where I got into Faith No More, was on Headbangers Ball. Ugh. So epic. Which every guy in 1990 or whatever year that was would... Yeah. Ugh. Remember the piano part at the end? This is one of the greatest videos ever. I think their singer was Mike Patton.
I've never heard this, by the way. Yeah, Mike Patton. From the Bay Area. This is different. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, smell it, taste it so sweet,
but it makes no difference because it knocks you off your feet. Like, this was like every party I went to every in 94. Party.
Yes.
93, 94, 95. Everyone.
I feel like that little chorus there, I've heard that. The rest of this is a real different sound.
This is so good. I mean, it's got everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, and then we went to Straight Grunge.
Yeah.
And all this went away. Because Thunder Kiss 65 was 1994.
Oh, my God. Was it really?
Yeah. Or 93. And I remember exactly where I was when I played that for them. We were playing AC Ducey, and my friend Martin Kalega had to write a check for $300.
And now somebody would Venmo that to you.
Yes.
Yeah, but he wrote you a check. Pantera, Danzig, I mean Mother.
Yeah.
Henry Rollins, Liar.
I love Pantera. Remember when I told
you? Oh yeah, we talked about it the other day.
What do you want me to play?
Walk.
Hollow. Well, hold on. Ah.
I had started to queue up Motorhead.
But, play some Motorhead.
But
what, Ace of Spades.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
There's some other good stuff by them.
I mean, when you start this out, dude, like, how do you not work harder? Lift more weights?
This is like your third set. It's been hard the first two, and you're like, hold up, I need to change the song before I lift this last one.
They're at a different level. Like, when my dad first heard this, he's like, this is a zero.
What?
Yeah, no, like, think about it. You're born in the 70s. This is, like, something that he doesn't want to hear.
I mean, my dad graduated with him, though.
I know, but your dad like this?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
I mean, he went to
next time.
Ozzy,
ask him. I know. But your dad was different than my dad.
That is also true.
But a lot of years ago, it's good music, and it is. And I've been, you know, Metallica now is a channel on satellite radio, right? They got channel 42.
Channel 42.
And what is it about Metallica that is so good? And because they're, oh my God, Danzig. But it is melodic. It is melodic. It's just fast and loud.
I know. But how much Danzig music do you know? How many songs can you name from Danzig?
Danzig, probably this one.
That's it.
I know.
So, but this one is amazing. But I know no other songs from them. Maybe I do. I just don't know
right.
the names.
Right.
Right?
Huh. I did not know. According to the biography here, it says...
And he has big guns.
He was the lead singer of the Misfits.
Oh, the Misfits. And they do a great song. God, it's one that the Dead South covered.
Oh.
So
here's the deal. If we... Thank you, son. If we had Headbangers Ball right now, who would be in Headbangers Ball?
Like current bands?
Current bands.
Is there anybody?
Disturbed.
Disturbed.
Down with the Sickness. That song makes me like squat 400 pounds, even though I'm squatting 250. Oh, no, I'm sorry, son. I did 410.
You feel that?
Like, real, with nothing else left. Like, this is... Like, this is a different beast.
Oh, Five Finger Death Punch also, right?
I know, but when you go off on this, like, I literally want to dunk out. Like, if I was in college right now, I'd be...
Yeah, I mean,
this it really makes fits. Me like feel better and want to work harder.
I mean, that sound. If you just were introducing it to me, and you're like, "Oh yeah, this song was on Headbanger's Ball,"
I would say you could
tell the difference. Yeah, it has that sound.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Godsmack would be on Headbanger's Ball.
Yeah,
I agree.
Godsmack.
Not Creed.
3 Days Grace? Even though Swap doesn't know who that is. So I Stand Alone. This is Godsmack. And you know Sully is a very good poker player.
Is that the lead singer or something?
Yeah, for Godsmack. I mean, this is Headbangers Ball 2020, 2010.
Oh, Korn's not a new band, but
Korn is in Headbangers Ball.
Yeah. Okay. Ugh. Well, we haven't put them on here, so let's put them on here.
Like Korn is, Korn is.
I like Korn.
I do too.
I really like Korn.
So
I'm learning to like Korn. I did not like them initially. I think their lead singer's name is Jonathan
Davis.
Yeah.
So would System of a Down be on it?
Yes, 100%.
Oh,
System of a Down. Rowan loves System of a Down.
I love System of a Down.
Oh, I no. Yeah. What, you do. What You're the one that no. Swap loves them, and we would go. We would What's go on? To a show, and I would take the boys.
Over Toxicity?
Yes.
Okay. Or BYOB?
Aerials.
Aerials. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, let's do both, because Chop Suey is the classic.
Chop Suey is great.
Everybody knows it. And we'll go to Aerials.
Dead South also did Chop Suey.
So, the Dead South, my favorite song is Spaghetti.
Oh, yeah.
Should I play them? Because I've never heard of the Dead.
Well, they're not Headbangers Ball.
No, but they're like. But Spaghetti is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Oh.
Swap, you want Aerials?
Oh, yes. I love
Aerials. Yes, I love Aerials.
I don't know if I know Aerials.
They're so good. And, oh, my God.
And are
so
they good. Lebanese nationals? Yes, what are they?
Armenian.
Armenian.
I'll get a ride there.
Very, very... very, very activist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least some of the members are.
Surge. Great follow on Twitter.
Music is so haunting.
Oh, dude, it's so good. Like, at first I'm like, these guys are crazy.
They're freaky.
No, they're so good.
And then you said 3 Days Grace?
No. Take it off.
No, play it.
No. No, 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 no. No, I want something different. I'm not sure no, I'm would. Sorry.
No.
Turn it off.
Hey,
so that was actually a bad move by me.
Well, do you think that Nine Inch Nails was on it back in the day?
I don't know. We might have even lost who was actually on Headbangers Ball, but we're playing some good music.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
But do you think they were back in the day? Because they were around.
Nine Inch Nails?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just trying to find a reason
to
play them.
No, that's a bad play by me.
What? Yeah, yeah, it is.
This is that one song that's a one-hit wonder for 3 Days Grace. Yeah, I mean,
they were just
it's a different level. Sound. I mean, yes, Nine Inch Nails was different. Like, Nine Inch Nails for us, me and Swap growing up, was you were emo
because that stuff was more like
no, correct?
This. Yeah, yes,
and like Depeche Mode and.
Well, unless there's anything else, we could probably move on.
Yeah. I think it's Bear of the Week time.
Anything else?
No, that was good.
All right. I mean, we're doing a 2.5-hour podcast in 45 minutes because we lost content. God, it was so good. For those of you that are listening, we had the greatest 34 minutes of fun.
In podcast history.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was fine.
No, it was good.
Good.
I don't think it was bad. It was just, you know.
It was really good.
This was different. This is different than what we normally do.
I know.
And there's value in that.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jason, tell us about the beer of the week, which is brought to us by Rosk Metcalf.
Roscoe Coltrane.
So, beer of the week, it's a super special beer. He was on a road trip. Roscoe, thank you. It's called Block 15 Deep Seek West Coast IPA. Block 15 Brewing has been making beer since 2008. We make a variety of styles throughout the year, from tried and true Pacific Northwest staples.
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I just lost Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
I might have muted you. I meant to mute Swap and I. Oops.
Oh.
To exploratory endeavors that take us to new heights. We aim to elevate excellence.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Dude, you guys are zero right now. To elevate excellence in the craft beer and beverage experience, measured by endless passion, curiosity, and drive for accessible brilliance. We've gone deep into the exploration of this modern West Coast IPA, brewed with mountains of pungent, resinous, hops capture depths of dank pine and bright citrus to complement your next adventure.
Are you reading that off your screen? Because I'm looking at the can of beer and I can't even read the words.
I am reading it off my screen.
That is the smallest writing I've ever seen.
I agree. So I had to have Ruck look at it. I think I did that very well.
You did amazing.
Otherwise, you guys suck. 6.5% ABV.
Somebody messed up the inputs.
Well, whatever.
That's
that would be Ruck. I was going...
And hey,
strong, and like I was doing good, and you guys messed me up.
Also, though, can I add on that we don't have the same beer as you?
Yeah, we do.
No,
it's all Block 15.
Okay, it's all by Block 15.
Hey, can you
remind? It's the same beer. It's just different can.
Can you remind me what ABV stands for?
ABV, alcohol by volume.
And what is this?
This is a Block 15. Deep Seek. They have different cans. We're good.
We're good.
What?
There's two blues and there's two
because maroons. They're different beers. That's okay. I'm just
Are they?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You have a Deep Seek and we have the Flicker. Ours is a 7%. What is yours?
Something's happening. We need to stop the podcast. I did not know that.
Really? It's okay.
I feel bad.
Well, hey.
No, I feel bad.
I can read the information for the other one. So that's what you're drinking, what you just read. And we're drinking Flicker, which is a West Coast India Pale Ale inspired by Autumn's
Warm. I didn't realize that there were two different beers in a four pack.
So, so it was a Tupac.
I'm so sorry, hey, Ross.
You know,
so you have California a deep love. Cut.
Yes, and we and have then a our special visitor, Mr. Josh Johnston, yeah, had one. A deep cut.
And then left to have wings.
And I thought.
At Cousin Andy's.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not.
Andy's okay. A zero.
Inspired by, this is the Flicker. You just read about yours. This is the Flicker. They're both from the Corvallis Brewery.
Block 15.
So, inspired by autumn's warm days and crisp nights, Flicker was designed to inspire conversation and community while delivering an engaging hop profile with notes of lychee, stone fruit, and pine.
You know what? I'm sorry. That has never happened in the history of the podcast. A four pack of beer
with two different Tupacs.
Yes.
Are you trying to blame Ross?
No, I'm not at all. I'm just blaming myself for not paying attention.
Well, I think what we have right now are options.
Oh. So I would pair this with my Blackstone special Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, a little preview of things to come.
So
I'm going to have a drink the Flicker right now.
Flicker. God damn it, Ross. You messed us up. That's the first time ever it's happened. To be honest.
Yes.
Two different beers in a four pack.
I know.
And I looked at this one and did the write up. I feel so bad. I'm sorry, Ross. I think I let you down.
I don't think you let anybody down.
Okay.
All right. You did great.
Thank you.
So
hey, it was amazing.
Great, how was my typing? Were you impressed with how quickly I typed that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's one of the things I'm proud of.
What do you think of the Flicker, Ruck?
What would you pair that with? Because I'm not drinking that.
I'm going to need to have another taste of it. I don't know.
Because you don't know. You know how hard it is to pair something every freaking episode? It's hard.
We just got a text from... one of our loyal listeners that said, what would you pair that with?
I already said what I would pair mine with.
What did you say you'd pair yours with?
A nice Philly on my Blackstone cheesesteak.
Yeah, I think that this IPA flavor is a pretty standard IPA flavor. I feel like it's maybe a little on the sweet side. Swap, do you think is a little sweet?
Well, I have a deep seek, so mine's different.
That's why
I think I would pair the this flicker with a nice fish taco.
Oh. Did you think it was a little sweet, the IPA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You could definitely do that. I think that these IPAs, you could pair with a lot of things. Like, I'm just always going to go with a burger because I love an IPA and a burger.
But that's a zero because you always go with a burger. Like, find something different in your life that would be different.
Okay. Like, okay. No, I'm about to say. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I would pair this with a side of fried rice, that's Spam fried rice. And then I would have also made some prawns that have been marinated in sriracha and olive oil and garlic.
Oh.
And then I would also have some skewered pork that I've also marinated and charred over some charcoal.
Where, I mean, do you work for the best restaurant of all time? Or is that what you do at your house?
It's just what I do at my house. Oh. It's called summertime, baby.
So guess what? From now on, you are pairing every beer except not me. I mean, I can only do flank steak and salmon and burgers so many times.
I mean, I tried to do burgers and you gave me a zero.
Well, a burger, yes. It's like, that sounds amazing.
Swap, I said burger, and he gave me a zero.
Oh, I said, just missed out on the pairing, and IPAs. We're not going back.
What?
Because we have to go.
Wow, he doesn't want me to repeat.
We've
my
been
glory.
Here for 3 hours, and we've done
30 minutes.
Yes,
41. It's going to be a normal length episode.
So, do you remember back in the old school Brown Lantern days? They had a lamb burger.
Yeah,
they might still, but it's not the same as the old days. It was a lamb burger with some mango chutney.
Oh, so here's the deal. From now on, the next episode, you guys rotate on what you would pair the beer with.
So it's not
because
on you
guys
anymore?
Have amazing. Yeah, because I'm running out of stuff. Like, I can only do so many things. Like, I have 43 episodes worth of pairing.
I know, and there's only how many things do you eat? You don't eat 43 things.
Yeah. So Rux today was amazing.
What did he say?
We're not going to tell you. Well, you're going to have to listen.
I said there's burger. Prawns. I said burger, and then he pushed me. He said,
"Yeah,
because
they're always a burger."
So I paired it with Spam fried rice.
Oh my god!
Some prawns marinated in sriracha, garlic, and olive oil.
Well, you're a foodie.
Yeah.
But listen, he's cooking it. But I'm sorry, Spam fried rice is not the best.
What is wrong with you? What?
No, my wife and my mother-in-law's fried rice is the best. There is Spam in there.
How is that different than Spam fried rice?
Because you don't have Portuguese sausage.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Yeah. Where you get it
it's
from?
It's called linguiça.
No, that's different.
It's not.
It's
called Portuguese sausage.
No, it's not.
It actually probably comes from Portugal.
Linguiça is not
Portuguese
sausage.
Yours comes from Hawaii.
So we'll talk about it.
Take me to
Spain. Top three sausages. Sorry. Well, if you want some, you're welcome.
I'd love some.
I know you would.
But have you ever had the Portuguese sausage in the yellow wrapper? It's pretty decent.
Linguiça.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
Yeah. I know linguiça is the mainland version of Portuguese sausage.
We make do with what
it's
we
have. 0.8 out of a 1.
What? You can't break the scale.
No, down. 0.8.
I know,
but you're a 1 or a 0. Guy.
No,
that's the point
I'm talking
of the scale.
I'm talking about that sausage.
Okay.
No,
that's
according
fair.
To the scale,
Portuguese
it's sausage
0
is
or
a
1.
Linguiça is a 0.8. It might even be a 0.77.
If you're doing this with this scale now, you've ruined the scale. It's either a 0 or a 1.
No. Okay.
Repeating? Well,
which means if it's a 7 or an 8
okay,
on that,
it's a 1.
Then you round
it's
up
a 1,
and it's a
but
1.
But you know what?
Okay.
But we're talking about sausage.
Yes, we are.
And it's all a 1.
Speaking
of. Because we're men.
Have you seen? No. All right. Top three
sandwiches.
Yes. Let's okay. go.
Who'd like to go first with their number
I would.
Three? Okay.
I'm so excited because.
So are you gonna do like a sandwich that like takes like 4 of ours?
Also.
No, I'm going hard right now because I feel like we've been we've been talking for 2 hours.
I know.
No.
Here's, can you tell everyone again?
Here's the deal. This would be a pretty normal length episode at this point for us. We'd be an hour and 15 in, and I be about to wrap up. So this will just be like a normal podcast for most podcasting places.
So wherever the greatest grilled cheese is, number three.
Ooh.
Wherever it is.
Okay. Like,
but do you have a place?
Trying to make... No. I mean, I have a few, but like...
Name them.
Making it at home.
Oh.
And like trying to figure out where they are. So there was a place in Bellingham called the Green Frog.
Oh, yeah. The Green Frog.
The acoustic
They had one of the greatest grilled cheese places of all time. Like, it blew my mind. This is 10 years ago. And they had everything. They had like 15 different grilled cheeses on their menu.
Love it.
I think I'm loving more of my grilled cheese or my sandwiches more with my youngest son, Rowan, because he wants everything with pickles.
Mm.
I love pickles.
Yeah.
So, just a amazing grilled cheese with sourdough. And the other time we went to Stemma.
Yeah.
Roscoe had no idea that there was soup. It has to, you have to have tomato basil on the side.
So grilled cheese and tomato soup is, it's like, it's just love on a winter's day.
But you know what? When I grew up, I didn't like sandwiches until I was 18.
You're weird.
I know I was weird. I'm weird. I was weird.
Hey, so question.
Yeah.
What cheese, you need to name at least one that you would put on it.
So I'm definitely putting on cheddar. But I would really love a grilled cheese with it's. I don't think it's ever happened for me with Cougar Gold.
Oh yeah,
you know, I've never like you it's know a, how Cougar Gold is in a can.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, you're a Coug fan. Oh, I'll give you a.
No, I'm not a Coug fan. But that's the best cheese in the world. No,
but like your friends are like, oh, I'll give you a can like a. It's a circular can.
I have one in my fridge right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Cougar Gold is pretty similar to like the Irish Dubliner cheese you can get from Costco.
I would do Cougar Gold.
And those are both, because they're aged cheeses, harder to melt. But if you can get them to melt, that would be awesome.
So let me talk a little bit about Cougar Gold. I have two things to say about Cougar Gold. One, Cougar Gold was made to go with a Wheat Thin.
Yeah,
I like that. You even how you say it.
And number two,
wheat
thin. Have you ever had?
It's not wheat thin. It's wheat.
Have you ever had Cougar Gold mac and cheese?
Yes, I have. It's amazing.
Yes.
Ugh.
I've actually had some at a tailgate in Pullman from Cougar
fans. Cougar Gold mac and cheese.
So Cougar Gold,
it's good stuff.
But I just want. A lot of cheese, and it just so it's Cougar, hard. It's hard for me because I didn't eat sandwiches until I was 18. Jeez, to be honest,
criminy, you a communist? Can I say that?
Well, you just did.
I did.
We said a lot of things today,
I know we but, have.
The first 40 minutes are not recorded, so we're good.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I ate...
33.
I'm going to try...
I didn't even do... Like, I had soup. I had soup for lunch.
So we need...
Until I was in seventh grade.
We need to get in the P office. The P.E. office, not the P office. The P.E. office. We need to get a hot plate. And then we can do... We can do... because I've never done a Cougar Gold grilled cheese, but right now my mind is really spinning.
I think we can do it.
You guys, I would happily make you some grilled cheese sandwiches and my own homemade tomato soup. I have a special
recipe. You have a homemade tomato soup?
Yeah.
Is it more of a bisque?
probably more on the bisque side. There's no cream. I don't think there's any cream in it. I'll give you the secret.
Oh.
The secret is carrots. Secret is carrots.
Wow. Because I'm speechless. When I was growing up, I had never had tomato soup or a sandwich until I was 18. I feel like I'm a zero.
Don't be so hard on yourself, buddy.
Wow. No, a zero in terms of food.
Yeah.
I was a zero growing up. I would not eat a sandwich. Or a hamburger without a bun. I had it without a bun. So everyone out there, don't make fun of me. Because I was young. I was 9 to 12.
Swap, you have something already loaded for the third spot, or you want me to go?
You go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, this is tough. I like to, you know, when we're doing these, try to think of specific ones. And doesn't mean that you have to, but I think for my number three spot, which I know what my number one is, this for my number three really might end up being my number two, but I really love the Texas like brisket melt that they have at Dad's. They have it on the Texas toast. They have like the brisket burnt ends and it's just like all melting out the sides, and it is a sight to behold. Oh, Jason's getting excited about his food there.
That was amazing.
We're talking about gurgitating and you're regurgitating.
I mean, I spent my whole life not having a sandwich.
Yeah. Deprived.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, when's the first time you had a burger in your life? Were you 9?
I don't know the first time. I've had thousands.
I was probably 8 months old.
Yeah, I mean.
Because I spent my entire young years.
Wait, hold up.
Being deprived of not eating at all.
What is happening right now?
Sorry.
You just said burger, and that made me realize, are we saying that we can use a burger in
that's
this?
That's what I said. No. He was going to say. Like,
no.
No, that's no. What I said. No. I told you last week.
A burger is not a sandwich. Get over it. Keep going. Sorry. I'm just feeling bad about myself because I spent 18 years of losing.
Yeah.
Good food.
So can I'm going to get to my number three, but first I want to talk about honorable mention.
Leave it to the end.
No. Yeah.
No, leave it to the end.
Yeah. Oh, come on, you guys.
No.
Okay. My number three is a muffaletta.
Ooh.
So it's a New Orleans specialty. You're looking at an olive tapenade on a soft bun with just Italian cold cuts. Pastrami, salami, but it's the olive tapenade that makes it. And if you don't like olives, you're not going to like muffaletta.
Yep.
Muffaletta.
Not going to like them.
No? You don't like olives?
No.
What does it matter with you?
Olives are a zero.
Oh, my God.
What? You don't like olives?
No, zero. Just like sea home. Wow. Zero. Olives are a zero.
No, a nice soft bun.
Olives are a zero.
Nice.
I do not put olives on my fingers during Thanksgiving or Christmas when you're young.
But a tapenade.
And then just suck on them and eat them.
An olive tapenade.
I looked at all my cousins and I'm like, no.
Okay.
That's a great one.
Yeah, a muffaletta.
Okay, my number two is a Philly. And I've never been to Philly. Josh just showed up.
This is my number two as well. But so we can maybe talk about this together.
He should have came on. He got to experience the real Philly.
Yeah, both versions, though.
Yes. So
one being the terrible, not worth your time kind.
Why? You're in Philly. They're both good.
No. Ask him.
Okay.
He'd graded a 3 out of 10.
Okay. So I'm doing my Philly like I did with you guys at the cabin. on the Blackstone. I got the meat going. I got onions, mushrooms, peppers on the side.
Yeah.
Put it together. We got like, I don't know what we'd call it, like a hoagie roll or something.
Yeah, and maybe you face down it.
Yeah, face down.
Burn the side and a little bit.
A lot of butter.
Yeah.
And then get the cheese melted.
Yeah, a nice melty cheese.
And then all of it together.
Yeah.
But we're from Washington.
I know. So what's we don't really know.
We think we want to do a Philly like that.
So what a lot of people do is they will take their roast beef, their roast, and they will actually put it in the freezer. Have you heard about this, Ruck?
No. Oh, well, yeah, so you can shave it thinner.
So you can shave it super thin, and then you throw that on the grill, and it's super thin.
So Costco now has thin meat that, like, literally is, like, you buy it, like, they've already done that. Like, they've done the freezing of it. And then you just, you.
So Costco, you can go to Costco and get thin meat.
Yes.
What's nice about the thin meat is you can throw that on there. Yeah,
because you had a Philly for me.
Yes. But yeah. I don't know if mushrooms, like if you go to Philadelphia, I don't know if they think that mushrooms are traditional Philly.
They're not.
But yeah. I like a mushroom.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think there were mushrooms on that, but I want mushrooms.
Well, mushrooms make everything better.
Well,
yeah, makes it meatier.
So, I mean, that's my number two. Okay. Like, and I'm fine with saying that I make a good Philly for Washington. And I don't think I'm going to ever go to Philly unless Emmett goes to
Drexel.
Yes. Okay. And then we're going to go.
So, Ruck, what's your number two?
So, as I was saying before, I like to go with things that I've really had. And I've made myself some Philly cheeses, and I've had some chopped cheeses from places that are pretty good. Chopped cheese is sort of like New York's version of a Philly, but they like it's like ground beef instead. Good. This sandwich that I had when I was in San Francisco at Deli Board was like a brisket sandwich that had like cheese and coleslaw sort of emanating through it. Oh. And it was just one of the great bites of my life. I'm looking at the
video. Oh my God.
So, you know, unfortunately the name
you ate all that?
I did.
And had 10 beers.
Oh no. But unfortunately that place is called Deli Board. And that sandwich I had was called the 49er, which is really an unfortunate name for it. But
well,
it
that's a zero.
It was in San Francisco. It had corned beef, pastrami, brisket, white American cheese, cherry peppers, coleslaw, Thousand Island, and board sauce on a French roll. It was delightful.
I know. That's my I just two. Don't like corned beef.
So, and I have a problem the older I get with excess bread.
Mm. It has to be light on the bread. More on the fluff, like everything inside.
That's why, and I don't want to steal your thunder because I know what your number one's going to be, but that's what I like about a good French dip is it just softens the bread.
Well, hey, Ruck.
Yeah?
For the first time today, Ruck tried the Ghirardelli French dip for good. The first time in his life.
Ruck actually drank the au juice.
I know he did.
Yeah.
Did you say au juice?
I did. Au jus.
He drank the odd juice.
The odd juice.
Oh, I, you know what? I'm going to call it that now. And odd my juice. Wife's going to hate me on purpose. But I'm going to say the greatest person that I know that's a scholar and was a genius said odd juice.
He is a genius.
Yes.
I think when
he's
you
a certified genius.
When you drink it, it's odd juice.
Yes. But when you dip it, it's au jus.
Au jus when you dip. Au juice when you drink. Okay, we've solved that.
Oh, that's amazing. Can we?
What?
Can we make that a patent?
Yeah, yes. I like that.
Yeah.
I drink the odd juice, but otherwise it's
odd. I mean, that's the first time I've ever seen anyone
I mean, it, I
have
didn't,
you?
I just took a little taste Swappy? Of it.
Have you ever seen anyone drink the remainder of your sandwich juice?
Thursday night, I drank the remainder. I came home and my wife had made the most amazing French dip, and I drank the au jus.
But it wasn't au jus?
No, it was au
Why?
Jus.
Why?
Because it was so good.
No.
Yes.
No, it's not. It's not. It's au jus.
I think
because you drank it.
It was in a bowl. When Ruck drank it, it was in a cup. It
doesn't matter what it's in.
Yes.
No.
No, it does. That, no, if it's a cup, no. It's au jus.
No.
No. That's a tough one.
Okay, wow. Here we go.
Okay, what's your number one?
Which you put out on the poll. Au jus. Drinking au jus.
You're asking me to make a poll
yes.
for Instagram
yes.
that says au jus or au jus?
Yes. And okay. Would you ever drink the au jus from your sandwich and make it au jus?
So I think there's some caveats. I've never
seen that in my life.
I tasted it.
And you and were like,
yes.
I tasted it.
It is nectar of the gods, by the way. It is just the most holiest brown liquid you will ever drink.
So I would say I tasted it. It was room temperature, therefore I did not have really more
but
of it.
But you started...
If it's hot and quality made jus, then absolutely
no, it's drink it. Juice.
But if it's now, like the stuff that's drinking. From a packet, which I think theirs comes from a packet, and it was room temperature, then yeah, I'm not going to finish the rest of it. But I tasted it. It was weird. I'm ready I'm with sorry, my I've number one choice.
I've never seen that. I've never seen that in my life.
Tell me your number one choice.
Oh, what's your number one? And we haven't even talked about honorable mention. Like there is an entire oeuvre
I know.
Of and sandwiches you know out there that so would need to be
anywhere
mentioned.
Anywhere that you can reach out to us.
Yes.
We would like maybe Ruck, can you do a poll of the best like what is your best sandwich?
That wouldn't be a poll. That would just be messages. So okay, you can just message
so how
us
do you do a poll? Sorry. Why are you making me feel bad?
Well, how do you get a hold of us on social media? Thank Ruck? You.
So on Instagram, it would be the View from the Rock podcast.
You're a zero.
At View from the Rock podcast. If you want to email us, it's just the View from the Rock. What is your number one? Which, by the way, I remembered something now. Oh my gosh. It should be, it might be my number one. And it
is. So my number one is what Ruck tried for the first time today ever. It's.
The Ghirardelli?
Yes.
Supremo?
No.
I haven't tried it yet.
No, it's the French dip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
With cheese.
Yeah. Well, now it is. Thank you to my son 4 years ago.
Well,
The French dip is like... When you go to like a dive bar and you're like, oh, I'll get the French dip. It's just a shitty bun and like it's hard... Sorry. You know what? Whatever. It's just not good. But Ghirardelli.
Suboptimal.
Like Ruck today, he tasted it for the first time. He said yes. That means it's good.
Hey.
I'm trying to find it.
Everything. I'm going to be honest. Everything at Ghirardelli is better.
It's amazing.
It's better than the equivalent somewhere else.
So
it,
right after
I don't know why or how, but it is.
But Brennan for somehow said, "Oh, I would like cheddar on it." I'm like, "Oh my god. Why have I spent 5 years before you were born?"
Because when you're
eating without a cheddar on it.
Because Morgan, when you're dipping a hot sandwich into au jus,
yeah.
And you add cheese.
It's amazing.
You're just adding gooey happiness to it.
And the bread is softer. It's not like a ciabatta.
Correct.
Ciabattas are hard.
And as I said, bread is an issue.
Ciabattas are hard. It makes the sandwich difficult when you bite into a ciabatta.
It's a lot of manual work.
The grilled cheese, like the French dip that Ruck bought into was like softer, and he could taste the butter in the bun.
The past tense of bit is still bit.
Ugh. Grilled cheese. I mean, it's French dip. So my goal is to find the best French dip of all time. Everywhere.
I like
it. But I feel bad like going to a place where I'm like, I know, you already know when it's not going to be good.
You That's do. Fair. You know you when just, it's not going to be good. You know,
but you're like, ah. Yeah. Should I do it or should I go for something different?
Yeah.
Well, that's how I feel about burgers. I reached the point of pinnacle burger. And once you've done that, when you go to other places, you're like, what's the point of ordering their burger? It's not, I know what it's going to be like. Yeah. They have frozen patties back there. No thanks.
Okay, yeah. Ruck, what's your number one?
My number one is currently on a picture right here.
It
is
the pastrami
Reuben from Katz Deli in New York City. It was life-changing. The best sandwich I've ever had, but it should have been because it was $32. It was incredible.
Think about if you have an amazing steak that's $70.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
$30 but for a sandwich is fine for me.
It was awesome. It was so good. So good.
The
ambiance that they have there is just old and... You get up in the line and there's carvers, people cutting up meat, and they kind of go, hey, you want to try some while you wait in line? You want to get a beer while you wait in line? You know, Katz, I realize if you probably are in that area or have been to that area, some people start to look down on Katz because it's sort of the touristy place to go. That's fine. I'm sure that there are places that are doing it better, but that was one of the originals, and it's really good.
Wow. Okay, my number one. So I made this myself. My smoked meatloaf, which we've talked about.
Is this
with... No, really, it's your number one? You lied to me. You lied to me today.
The smoked meatloaf that I do in a where I wrap it in a bacon weave, and I smoke it for hours.
Wait, yes.
Do you cheese torpedo it?
I cheese torpedo it.
Okay.
I've even put a sausage in the middle as a torpedo. Wow. And you cut it to the desired width. And then what you do with that slice that you've cut is you sear it on each side. Then you sear the ciabatta bun.
Oh, you go ciabatta with this?
Yeah,
I do. Ciabatta. And then smoked Gouda.
Yes.
And sriracha.
Smoked Gouda.
So thick is your meatloaf? Half inch?
Inch.
Probably more on the inch side. But what the key is searing each side. So it has that crispy goodness on each side.
Oh, my God. That's just like relevant topic here. Folks, when you're getting to Thanksgiving with the leftovers, griddle the stuffing. You must pan sear the stuffing.
So you know what my dad does with pizza?
Oh, yeah.
No, every time.
Yeah.
Flip it over.
Oh, so here's the trick that I do. So you take a cast iron so you can put it in the oven. First, you start to griddle it so you get the bottom crispy. And then once you've gotten to about where you want, you throw it under the broiler, crisp up the top.
Yeah. Oh, man. But you're right about the crisping the stuffing.
Mm. It's got so much butter in it that crisps up real nice.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have so much fun this week.
You know, and crisping the stuffing.
Like you said, Rock.
Morgie.
Eating and all of us.
Crisping.
It's fun.
Crisping the stuffing. And then putting a couple of over easy eggs on top.
Oh, I've never done that.
Well, do it.
Okay. You know what else? We have to do an honorable mention.
Yes.
We got to be
so many. So many.
There's so many.
I know. But mine is the greatest egg salad with pickles.
Oh.
Pickles. Lots of pickles.
Yeah.
And then you fry the bread and fry like a little bit. Just, God, it's so good.
Is there a place to get egg salad? Like,
no, you have to make it.
I've never bought an egg salad as good as boiling your own eggs and mixing it yourself and then putting it on bread while it's still warm.
So before Costco had boiled eggs that you can buy that you know.
Yes, you can buy the pre-boiled eggs.
Yeah, now it's easy. We use them.
Yeah.
We used to have to just boil them.
And they're when you actually boil them yourselves, they're so much better.
And then just,
Have you ever seen
pickles?
Oh,
lots of pickles.
Have you ever seen the egg salad sandwiches that 7-Eleven sells from Japan?
No.
They're like supposed to be really good.
Well, guess what? I'm going to ask my wife because she's going there in 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
For her second trip.
Have her bring me back some of those. And some.
I'm going to ask her, can you please get try an egg salad sandwich from Japan?
It's 7-Eleven specifically.
But
they also sell cream sandwiches. I don't think she can
bring me one back.
Why not? Import tax? Tariffs?
No, she would not do that because she believes that the eggs would go sour and I can't eat it.
They'd be fine.
So I mean, can we talk about a tuna sandwich for a minute?
Oh, I love tuna.
I do too.
A tuna melt?
Yes. You know who has a really good tuna sandwich is the Brown.
Really? I'll be damned.
They have
with the Brown.
Well,
I like them, but I'm just sour.
So they do a kind of, it's a little bit spicy.
Yeah. I don't like spice.
I know you don't.
Remember the one time I went to the gumbo night with me and you and Dunham?
Yeah. I thought you might be in anaphylaxis.
I could barely eat the bowl.
Yeah.
And it was winter time and I had a beanie.
But how about a tuna sandwich with bacon?
Ooh, I don't know if I've done that.
Well, do it.
Like, is there a place to get that or I'd have to make it myself?
No, just make it yourself. I mean, tuna's tuna.
No, I get it.
How about a chicken salad?
I like a chicken salad. How about a how about a turkey salad?
How about after a turkey melt?
Oh, with a little bit of gravy?
Oh, yes. And maybe a little bit
open face turkey sandwich.
But also like fried potato in there.
Oh my God. So we need to talk about wraps.
I'm just kind of scrolling back through.
Oh, top three wraps?
Yes, on a future episode.
Some of my greatest hits of sandwiches. This is a nice little prime rib dip from Tapped out in Camino Island.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Oh, Tapped. That looks good. Tapped.
Hey, by the way, good. Ruck, honestly.
Yeah.
How was your first time ever having a Ghirardelli?
It's a nice little cheesesteak from the Bake Cafe.
Ghirardelli French dip. How was it?
It was great.
It was great.
Have you ever had the Korean street toast sandwich from Dad's?
No.
I think they think of it as a breakfast sandwich because there's egg on it, but it's a delight. It's so good.
Oh, your foodies picks are amazing. Are they on Facebook? They're on Instagram.
No, they're in my personal reel. No one else gets to see those.
So another one for me is, and you guys are not going to like this, but liverwurst.
Ugh. I've never tried it. I'm open to it.
You are? You're open to liver and onions. Would you like to have liver and onions?
That's not the same as liverwurst.
Yeah, it's kind of the same.
No, liverwurst is kind of liver.
It's liver.
But it's
put into a...
It's ground into kind of a paste that, you know, they might slice it liver. Into a slice. They used to have something called Braunschweiger, which is basically liverwurst.
I spent my whole life where we were living. I know exactly. You would know. Hey, what are we having tonight? Oh, we're having liver and onion. And Papa's like liver and onions. And they're going nuts. And I'm 9. My sister is 6 and a half. And we have to eat liver, and we say no. He goes, you will eat this, or you don't leave the table.
Hmm.
And then guess what? Ketchup.
So I used to request liver and onions for my birthday.
Oh, God, wow. You're amazing. Incredible.
Yeah.
You are a good human.
Liver and onions with bacon?
Oh, that looks so good.
What is that?
I think that when I upload... That we did a new episode. I'm going to just include all of my foodie pictures. Why can't,
so
this is a Dutch crunch sandwich.
Can we talk about what's going to happen in the future for a podcast? We might have a camera.
Well, hold up. Let's
maybe.
I mean, let's get back to relevant things here. So this is a Dutch crunch sandwich. And Dutch crunch, you can find in other places, but I think that name. tends to be like a Bay Area sort of thing. It's a specific kind of bread, and so it's like really crunchy on the outside, really good. The other one, which I can't find a picture of, is from the Fairhaven over in Burlington, and that was a French soup grilled cheese sandwich with brisket. It was stupid. It was so dumb. It was, because then they, so you've got the grilled cheese and the brisket in it, and it's already popping, and the onions are in it, and it's melting. And then they give you the side of French soup to dip it into.
Oh, my God.
It was that should have probably been, like, number one. It was just, I don't have a picture. It was crazy. Mm. Crazy.
I think also we need to do top three soups.
Oh.
I like that.
Is chili a soup?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Of course it's a soup.
Okay, maybe. So, hey, we need to get on the calendar next episode.
Yeah.
Top three soups, top three Metallica songs.
That's two top threes.
I mean, the musical genre could be top three Metallica songs.
Yeah.
Oh, and then talk about soup.
Guess what? And we're talking about Secret Podcast coming up.
12/22.
We could possibly have some new sponsors. Like, we're working on it.
A lot happening behind the scenes.
Okay. Can't wait. So that'll be on the shortest, the post eve. It'd be like the Boxing Day equivalent of Christmas, but for the solstice.
Right? Correct. Yeah. The day after solstice.
The day after solstice.
Yes.
All right. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being patient with us, getting a new episode in. Until next time. See ya.